It is now time for the ETF report brought to you by Invesco QQQ. Many investors are bracing for a more volatile stock market this year, but investment in specific sector ETFs could provide some opportunities. Here with more on that, let's bring in Reggie Brown, principal at GTS. Reggie, thanks so much for being here. So I have to start talking about tech because January was just a horrific month for that sector. But February so far seems to be looking up. The month is early, but Alphabet came out with some stellar earnings. Apple also record numbers as well. So is it too volatile to start looking perhaps at jumping into the tech sector? Or is this actually a good time to sort of maybe come up with some, good deals? And if so, which particular areas should we be looking at, in your opinion?
Sure. Well, what we're seeing, some investors have actually stepped in and starting to buy tech based on historical levels. These are interesting levels based on some of the fundamentals of underlying companies. We're seeing a lot of action in the technology sector ETF XLK, where the top holdings is Apple, Microsoft, and NVIDIA. And then we're seeing a lot of interest in software ETFs. So one, for example, is iShares IGV, where, again, the top holdings there is Microsoft, Salesforce, Adobe, Intuit. So I think there's a lot of opportunity, and we're seeing investors placing bets that on a fundamental basis that the January sell-off is a good place to start stepping in. And those ETFs I mentioned previously, are good examples to get broad-based exposure from a sector basis.
And so, what should investors be evaluating before deciding on investing in sector ETFs, particularly amid all of this volatility, right? What's your advice, perhaps as far as duration and how often to reassess this year as far as rotation strategies as well?
Well, as rates go, as Fed funds go to 2%, the market is priced in 7 hikes of 25 basis points each. So that gets us somewhere in the boundary of 1.75 to 2% in the Fed's rate. Higher rates generally are not great for growth stocks. They absorb a lot of capital. But literally, I think investors should be looking at just individual companies and taking sector bets based on long-term growth opportunities. I think there's some fantastic buys out there. We're not going to stop buying Apple products. And that's representative of just the globalization opportunity in technology and the change in the economy based on technology. So investors should look at the big picture here and not necessarily react to short-term movements. I agree, January was somewhat abrupt, but we've also had a long run in the marketplace.
And then, Reggie, what about energy ETFs? Because they've been a big play, but amid all of this heightened volatility and, geopolitical tensions, do you think they're a good investment right now?
Well, they've had a great run. Your analyst just talked about, the price of crude. I think, a lot of points to what happens in Russia around Ukraine, and if President Putin does cut off supply to Europe or starts playing around with that. So a lot of analysts have started to point around to $150 for a barrel of crude. Personally, I think some of the areas to invest in using ETFs is the Invesco DB Oil Fund. It's a futures-based ETF that tracks the price of crude using futures. That's had a terrific run. And then if you look at sector ETFs, PXC, which is another Invesco Energy Explorer Driller ETF, where the top holdings there is EOG, Occidental, and Phillips Petroleum 66, and analysts are increasing their buy ratings on underlying fundamentals of these companies. So I think it's a good opportunity to step in and go for the ride. If geopolitical forces do dictate, oil is going to go to $150 a barrel. And then, of course, the output from Saudi Arabia.
And then, Reggie, also, before we let you go, also you suggest some ETFs for rate increase environment as well. That may be good plays as well. One of them, BLKN.
Yeah, in a rising rate environment, you want to be in rate-adjusted products. And there are three that I'm very familiar with. I launched BKLN for the senior loan ETFs a number of years ago. That's great for a rising marketplace. And then also, we're seeing a lot of action in the 3 and 7 year duration Treasury ETF, IEI, from iShares. So these are great products for a rising rate environment. And another one, a smaller ETF, is the Pacer Floating Rate ETF, and that ticker is FLRT. And, you know, as you do sector rotation and you want to preserve cash, and you want to get conservative, having a short duration or a rate adjusted ETF makes sense. And these are all tradable, and the capacities ETFs are quite large, you know, easy to absorb large amounts of capital inflow in one day.
Okay, well, record inflows into ETFs last year, so we'll have to see if that momentum continues. Thank you so much for your time today, Reggie Brown, Principal at GTS.